Hello, and welcome to the Off Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances. I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 154. The Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy whatever way you celebrate this time of year episode. I have just put my Christmas tree quilt in the washer with plenty of shout sheets. Is that what they're called? Shout sheets. I hope they're called that because I like saying shout sheets. You know, color catchers. I think made by Shout. The color catchers. I always put a lot in, although with this quilt, I did some pre-washing. I pre-washed my Kona Red that I used for sashing. Can we talk about Kona? Kona Phrase. We've talked about this before. I'm talking about it again. Because if you have another solid, another kind of solid that you like, a company, a designer, whatever you call it, who makes another solid that doesn't fray? I've been using Kona for a long time, and obviously with the mosaic quilt, with all that white, lots of Kona white, lots of Kona white on this one. I'm tired of the fraying. And then I got, well, I should say the binding for the Christmas quilt is a piney green, and that I got at Joann's. So that's, but it's Kona. It's still Kona. And Robert Kaufman, he's the one who does Kona, he says it's the same stuff. So still Kona, still fraying. Why the fraying? Is there something about the fabric? Is it the sort of there's good and bad in every situation, and because of this good thing about Kona solids, there's also this bad thing, which is the fraying. I don't know. It's making me nuts. So, any recommendations, I would appreciate. But it's washing away with the color catchers, and let's hope for the best. It's a very cute quilt. And Will did pick out the fabric strips for the Christmas trees. And it's just darling. It's darling. It's darling. I'm really pleased with it. And it was fun because it was so simple. Not that really the mosaic quilt was actually complicated, right? Because mosaic quilt is just a whole boatload of half square triangles, which actually, of course, I find difficult. And the next half square triangle quilt I do, yes, Jay, I'm using your method. Promise. But you know, I have to tell you this, and I'm embarrassed. So last night, I'm sewing on the binding to the front of the quilt with the idea that I'll finish it and then sit and watch a movie and hand sew the binding to the back of the quilt, as one does. And I'm getting around to the end. I'm like, dag, I haven't like done my Craftsy course on finishing quilts, right, that my mom didn't make me buy, but strongly suggested that I buy. And I did buy because, you know, it's my mom. She said, buy it. So I did. And but I haven't watched it. And here I am finishing another quilt, and I still don't have the binding thing down. So, at somebody's suggestion, I bought the Fonzen Porter. I wanted to say pointer, and that would have been weird. Porter binding tool. Have no idea how to use it. There's some instructions. I'm like, I don't know. And you know, it's like 9, and I'm tired because I've been getting ready for Christmas. And my parents are actually in town. They drove all the way from Kentucky. They left Kentucky this morning and drove all the way here. My mom called about, I don't know, 4:30. And I said, well, do y'all want to come over? They're staying in a hotel not very far from the house. And she said, no, they were going to go to Applebee's, eat, and go to bed. That's that's a long trip. But they usually make it in 2 days, but they have an appointment here tomorrow afternoon to look at a retirement community very close to the house, which they're just looking. This is all up in the air. So, and the original plan was that they would drive to Virginia today and then get up in the morning and drive here and get here around lunchtime and then rest and then go to their appointment at 2. And I think they just thought, you know, that's a lot. You know, it's a lot. It would be a lot to drive 5 hours, come get lunch, and then go on a tour, which could conceivably take a couple hours. So they drove the whole way today, which is very doable. I drive to Kentucky to see them, or when we drive to Kentucky to see them, a lot of times when I do it, I make it in one day. And I think with the boys, we could do it in one day. Although the man, who always has to drive because he's the man, doesn't drive quite as swiftly as I do. And I really, and this is true, it's like maybe go 5 miles over the speed limit. Oftentimes the man's going 5 miles under the speed limit. And some of that, he was a reporter, covered traffic accidents, it's not pretty, and his babies are in the car. Now, when I drive, I'm driving by myself, and, you know, it's just me in the car, and I'm not a speeder. Well, yeah, I'm a 5 miles over the speed limit speeder. It's a long drive. They're here. They'll be over in the morning. My mom said, what time should we come over in the morning? And I feel bad because it's like 9:30, 10, which seems late, although it does. My mom will sleep in. My dad gets up really early. But there are a couple things I need to get done in the morning. Okay, Travis started barking, and I lost my train of thought. Not so much this. So my parents, I was like, come, yeah, I just have a few things to do in the morning. So I said, like, oh, come over at 9:30 or 10. Now I feel like it's kind of late. But I am, one of the reasons I said a little later was because I am going to this great bakery we have here, the Gugelhopf, which is very close to where we live, and buying some bread for lunch, like good German bread. And we are good German people. We're not really, but we lived in Germany. I was born there in Berlin. And then we lived in a very small town called Bad Kreuznach when I was in middle school and high school from 76 to 79. And yes. But there's also, I'm just kind of like panicky. It's like the house isn't really ready, but I just, you know, my parents are nice, easygoing people. I don't think they expect perfection, which is really, really good because that's not really happening. Now, I don't know how I got on the train talking about my parents, talking about the Christmas quilt, talking about this, that. I don't know. But, oh, just getting ready. Just getting ready for Christmas in all the different ways. Even if my parents were coming, I would actually kind of be doing the same stuff in terms of getting the house ready and cleaning up and cooking. And have I told you about my new oven? I can't remember, but I have one. I have a new oven. And, have we talked about my getting a new oven? I don't know that we have. Maybe we've talked about the fact that I needed a new oven because my old oven, which, as you know, I hated, past tense, hated very much. And what happened, maybe I've told you this before, but, you know, I don't remember, so we're just going over it again. What happened is the control panel, that controlled how hot or cold, i.e. the temperature of the oven, the numbers started giving way. So I started losing options. So what happened is that I lost the 9, which matters not at all. And I guess probably the way I discovered that was for timing, because that control panel also controlled the timer. So I must have had something that needed 9 minutes, and that's how I realized. Because how otherwise would you realize your 9 was gone? How often do you need to actually set a timer for 9 minutes? I don't know, but that's a whole other subject. Anywho, I'm sorry, I keep getting interrupted. The phone rang, and people are coming down and in, and Jack's like, where's the Chex Mix? I'm like, it's on the table. Which explains why we still have Chex Mix. The man made it last night, and we would not have it if Jack had been aware of where it was stored. On with my story. So the 9 went first, and then the 1. Again, a number you can live without a little bit, although it's very useful when you're baking and you need one more minute. But it was gone. And then the 2, and the 2, again, to make a long story short, by, say, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I was down to 3, 0, 3, 4, and 7. Now, if you were reduced to only 4 numbers on your number pad, these are good ones to have. 347 works for 350. 400 is good. 430 for 425. I mean, my oven wasn't that great anyway, so really, precision was not quite an issue to begin with when I had all the numbers. But it was really when I lost the 5. When I lost the 5, we started getting a little panicking. I called our appliance guy. It's not really appliance guy, it's Triangle Appliance Repair, and they send guys out But it's a good company, and we've been happy with them. So I called and gave them the number of the stove, the oven, the horrible oven from hell. And he said, yeah, they don't make that control panel anymore. I'm like, okay. So our big issue was that this was a small oven, as I've complained about. If you've been listening for any period of time, you have heard me complain about this oven. 27 inches, really too small. They shouldn't even make them that small. It's just crazy. And the issue was, one, if we're going to buy a new oven, wanted a bigger oven. And that meant a new space had to be refigured, reconfigured. And that's where the wood nymph comes in. Yes, we have a contractor called the wood nymph. He is not nymph-like. He is not sprightly. He is not any... The names call to mind... I thought this could be really fun. New contractor and best friend to go shopping with. Didn't turn out that way. Didn't turn out that way. Turned out to be a good old boy with the same first name as my good old boy, the man, and he was great. If you live in this area, like if you live in the Triangle region and you need a contractor, let me know. Because here's a true Christmas miracle. This guy came over when he said he was going to come over. The one time he couldn't make it over, he called to say he couldn't make it over because something, his truck had broke down, which, of course, you know, little problem. I don't think his truck has broke down, but he had some problems and he had to go to the garage. His crews, who he sent out, the carpenter guys, the gas guy, the electrician guys, they were all great. They were all nice. They showed up when they said they would show up. And when we went to the appliance center here in Durham, which is like a local business, not HR or HH Gregg or Lowe's or whatever, we went local at the wood nymph's advice. And when they said they weren't going to be able to get this oven in that we wanted, it's a Bosch, it's really nice, the wood nymph called them and said, why don't you get them their oven, what they wanted, and they did. So last week, we had a house full of workers every day. Someone came over and sawed away or drilled away or moved the gas. We had to have like our gas line moved and all this stuff. They came over, and by Thursday night, we had a new oven and stove. And that's very nice. It was exhausting, you know, and but great. I mean, everything went just as planned. And again, Christmas miracle. These people showed up. We have a new oven. And we have a new Fresh Market very close to where we live. Man, the price is so high. It makes Whole Foods look like, I don't know, whatever is the cheapest food line here. But yes, but it's very nice to have it so close, and it has beautiful produce. And I went over there because I was thinking we might not have an oven, and we needed to find a place where we could get a fully cooked turkey or turkey breast, just in case. And I went over, and they just opened, so like it's total customer service thing going on with them. And they said, hey, why don't you just go ahead and order fresh turkey breast? And you know what? We'll have cooked ones, but if you get a fresh one and then you don't have an oven, just cancel the day before. And that's what I did. But you know what? We've got an oven for Christmas, and I baked in it. Man, it is cool to bake in an oven that is functional and big. And I haven't even tried convection bake. I'm just doing bake. We'll move on to convection bake. We'll get there. I haven't sat down with the books. I'm just like, you know, it's like we're going into Christmas. I don't have time to finesse. But it has 5 burners. The stove is gas. The oven is electric. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy to have it. I'm very grateful, and it's lovely. It makes me happy to cook on a good stove and bake in a good oven. And actually, I probably need to get making dinner here. So where are we? Where are we quilty-wise? Well, as you know, I got a quilt in the washer, fingers crossed. I started telling you, and then I went on my Kona Frey rant. But I did actually wash the red. And I washed it with color catchers just to see how much. I washed it by itself. But it's interesting. It's sort of an experiment And the color catchers came out just a slight tinge of pink. So, I, you know, it may be these days really the issue is batiks. I pre-wash batiks now when I remember, and sometimes I don't and I kick myself. The back of the quilt. Here's what I did. I went to Hancock's and I bought some white. The only thing about Hancock's with their Kona, with their whites, all they had was this sateen cotton. So it's nice and shiny, which I guess for a Christmas quilt is fine. When I quilted the quilt, I traced the Christmas trees, the top thread white, bottom thread shiny red. And it looks, because I free motioned it, it looks hand-drawn by someone with a very mild case of Parkinson's. But it looks fine. But I like, you know, I like red and white stuff. And I mean, I like red and white embroidery. And so I like that idea. And then I did that. And then when I quilted the white space around the Christmas trees, using kind of a swirly S thing to indicate wind and blowing snow. And I got that from looking at the quilt that we first looked at, Will and I, when we were looking for a Christmas quilt. And that's how they did their quilting, and it's neat looking. On the front, used white. On the back, silver. Now, because it's me, and you know me, there's always got to be a little mistake. I always have to at least spend 2 hours picking out stitches. Unquilting, dequilting, whatever it is I do. I feel like we decided that, and now I have forgotten it. I started to outline each block, top using white thread, but the bottom thread being green. And I did maybe 2.5 squares, and then I took it out and looked at it. And I didn't like the effect. And in fact, it was much cooler looking with simply the white and the red. Go figure. So that didn't lead to a couple hours of having to pick out green stitches. We'll see how it all comes out. I'll show you pictures. I want to thank everybody who commented on my last episode, episode 153, Yo-Yo Girl. Let's look. Got a few comments from Noni, who seconds or thirds the whole Angela Walters new book, all her free motion quilting stuff. Noni has taken her classes on Craftsy. I feel like I have at least one Angela Walters classes, which may be on quilt on negative space. Noni wanted to know where I started my free motion quilting, whether it was in the middle or of the quilt or one of the sides, bottom of the quilt. I tend to start in the middle, although this quilt was so small, there wasn't much middle, you know. I tend to start in the middle, although other people do not. So it's not hard and fast. So Noni, you need to tell me where you start and why. I know a lot of people do recommend starting in the middle, and I think it's the idea that you start and that it allows you to quilt out. Yeah, no, I don't want to use that because that's a different thing. But avoid pleating or things getting scrunched up as you work your way out. I think that was a really bad explanation of why people do that. Sorry. Okay. So I heard from Dorothy, who is actually commented, she was listening to podcast 151, and she said that she takes to heart, as many people do, that you don't actually have to listen before you comment. You just don't. Just come on, just comment. And I know, by the way, this being the week of Christmas, for those of us who observe Christmas, I hope to get comments, but I know they will come in eventually because, you know, it's just that time of year. And Dorothy, just, you know, I talked about the Juki? And what did, I think it was Sally. What does she call it? Like her juju? I don't know. Something. Anyway. But she has a brother 1500, which looks almost the same, is almost the same as the Juki, but doesn't have the speed control, which she does not think is necessary. Anyway, she got hers for $600 online and has seen it on Amazon for the same price, although the price fluctuates a little. And she is very happy with it because it works fine and it costs a lot less than the Juki. So there you go. Heard from Jay. I talked about being the Violent Threads, our new quilter rock and roll band, and Jay is going to learn drums for that. I think that I heard from Lazy Daisy, I think on Twitter, and she's also in. So let me know if you're into our band. And Jay, another person saying, yep, that book, the new book by Angela Walters, is where it's at. So yay. Heard from Kati, and who told me, yes, that's how you pronounce it. It's not Katie, not KDR, KDR. Hey, KDR. There is between learning how to pronounce people's names on the podcast, and then when I go to schools and having to learn how to spell kids' names when I sign their books, which, you know, we have come to this place in our culture. It's like living in old England where spelling was not systematic. It was kind of a free-for-all, which I think it was true in this country too back in the day. That's how it is with people's names, with kids' names. I mean, someone can just come up and say, oh, you know, John. And you'll be like, well, is that J-O-N or J-O-H-N? It's like, no, it's J-A-H-N-E. I. You know, it's just like, we're all over the place. Yes, and I got several. See, Cottie's going, I got three comments from Cottie. She's going for the record. She's going for the Big Love Award. And she is a big fan of the Supreme Slider. By the way, I used my slider for this quilt. Now, for the Christmas tree quilt. And it was lovely. I think it really makes a difference. And I ripped it, though, which didn't matter. But, it was weird. So it's made out of this sort of, how would you even describe it? I mean, it's clearly, it's a kind of rubber, plasticky rubber or rubbery plastic. And, I have to think about what I would compare it to. Cottie, what would you compare it to? But in any event, I moved it and my needle was a little bit down and caught in it and it just ripped it. But that doesn't matter. You can flatten it out and it's fine. But I was a little shocked by that. And Cottie wanted to know if I got the bobbin washers that Leah Day recommends. And I did. I did not get the gloves that Leah Day recommends in her class because I have gloves and they work. But Cottie recommends the gloves and the bobbin washers. So yeah. Anyway, thank you, Cottie, and thank you for letting me know how to say your name. I feel better. Heard from Debbie, which is how I knew it was time to actually get this podcast going, because I haven't heard from Terry, but Terry's been posting on Facebook for every day of Hanukkah, which has been really nice, so she may be busy with her own celebrations, but usually I wait for Debbie and Terry, but I got Debbie, and yes, she, and I did remember correctly, she is the big fan of Den's quilting, and she wants to know if we get to see the pictures of the pot holders I was making. I'm hoping I'm going to finish them tonight. They are not impressive, Debbie. They're not like yours, which, by the way, I have not used. I'm hanging them like art in my kitchen. One day, I don't know, will I use them? I don't know. Not yet. I just love looking at them so much. And I heard from Laura, who was in Raleigh last weekend, and amazed by the number of used car lots we saw. I have to ask the man. He works in Raleigh. I'm hardly ever in Raleigh, but that's funny. That's how you want to see a lot of used car lots, go out to Central Texas. But Raleigh, too, would appear. Anyway, she was there for a soccer tournament. And Laura, where do you live? If you can email me and tell me. But anyway, and she didn't have time to go to any of the local quilt stores. But, you know, next time if you come in again, make some time and I'll go with you. We'll have fun. And anyway, and she said, I love this. I did listen to the podcast last week, but it's been so long I can't remember what it was about. I'm like, I can't remember what it was about either, Laura. So really, no problem. No problems whatsoever with that. Anyway, so lots of great comments. I have 63 spams I need to get in there. They're all just like they are spam. You know, that's one thing about WordPress is they're actually really good about determining what's spam and what's not. It's a rare day where I look through spam. It's like, and there's an actual real life comment there. In any event, thank you everyone for commenting, and do comment again. I understand holidays. It's going to take a little time for all of us to get back in the saddle. I'm looking forward to spending time with my parents. I'm looking forward to Christmas and all the good food. And I'm looking forward to after Christmas, where we just sit around in our jammies. And my parents are here through the 26th. And so I've invited them to come over. Of course, they're here. Since they're here, I thought it'd be nice if they did come over and spend time with us. But in their jammies on the 26th. Like, come on over, bring a book, relax. Be prepared to eat some Chex Mix, because, honey, that's what we're doing. Christmas is a lot of work, but it's also really wonderful. So I'm looking forward to it. You know what the good thing is? I can't remember what I asked for, aside from EQ7 and a nice knife, which I think I got, because I do have a present under the tree for Julia Child. And, yeah, so I think that's my knife. It's a long, thin present, so it's a good German cookie knife. I can't remember what it's called, but my friend who's serious about cooking told me that's the knife to get. It was really expensive. I'll let you know all about it. I hope I'll be back next week. Once we get all the good silver off the table and the Christmas tablecloth off the table and all that, I will get back to quilting mosaic quilt. And then on to my next project. I need to make a basket block for Jay for the sampler quilt. I'm making it for the sampler quilt with Jay. I'll make it with Jay. And then, did I tell you? I think I've probably told you. The quilts I want to make for 2015, a double wedding ring and a Dresden plate. So I've got to start planning those. Very excited to report via the news I learned via Facebook, which is Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us is back in the States. So can't wait to hear from her. And yes. So that's it. I think I'll say goodbye and perhaps go make my family dinner. Not that they really deserve it. I hope you have a great holiday. I do. And if you celebrate Christmas, I hope it's a wonderful Christmas. And if it's not a wonderful Christmas, you know what? Get out your quilting stuff. Sew a little bit. Get online. Get on Twitter. Hang out with the twilters. Next week, it's all over. So anyway, I'll be back soon. I'm thinking about you. You bring a lot of joy into my life. Comment at theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Even if you don't comment, I know you're listening. It makes me happy. And you know, let's keep in mind, life is short. Quilt first. See you soon.